This is Shiur 32 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. Today we're going to expand on our analysis on the Chiyuv Hishtalus, the obligation to do effort, by addressing the highly practical, definitive question. What is the exact shiur measure of Hishtalus that a person is required to perform? The foundational answer established by our leading rabbinic authorities is that for the vast majority of people, the mandatory level of effort is dictated entirely by Seder HaRogil B'Darkei Shel Olam, the normal standard custom of the world. This means that you are halachically expected to perform the average baseline of labor that people normally execute within your specific society to achieve their basic material needs. This principle is anchored directly within the Gemara in Brachos 35b. Commenting on the structural tension between full-time Torah study and worldly labor, the Gemara analyzes the explicit verse regarding agricultural sustenance. We say in Shema Aviday, and you shall gather in your grain, your wine, and your oil, Devarim 11:14. To clarify how a person must practically fulfill this text, Rabbi Shmuel delivers an ironclad rule. Haneg behem minig derech eretz. Conduct yourself with them according to the custom of the world. This means that when you engage in the marketplace or pursue a livelihood, you are required to mirror the standard midah and standard methods of labor practiced by ordinary people in your contemporary society. For example, if a person functions as a farmer, he's duty-bound to plow at the designated season when ordinary people plow, plant when society normally plants, and reap his crop at the regular expected harvest time. You must conform to the standard natural framework of your industry. This baseline definition of standard effort is echoed across multiple generations of classic Hashkafic authorities. Rav Avram ben Rambam, in his work Hamaspik Le'Avodei Hashem, Shara Bitachon, the son of the Rambam writes explicitly that a person must work for his basic livelihood b'emtzoin regilin b'li hafrozo, through ordinary regular intermediaries without any exaggeration or excess. You must adopt the average standard of what normal people do in your society, completely avoiding hyper-aggressive optimization or frantic overexertion. Now, Rabbi Shaul Zalanter also, this parameter is forcibly verified by Rabbi Shaul Zalanter, as quoted in the Sefer Evin Yisrael. He stated that if you want to identify the exact true boundary of required hishtadlus, is defined as kamoi odam rugel b'li his atzmus yisero, acting exactly like an ordinary average person without deploying any excessive extraordinary strain. You simply step into the standard natural track of Derech Eretz. In his commentary on Parshas Bishalach, Rabbeinu B'chaya delivers a comprehensive analysis of this dynamic. He explains that Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei was coming to issue a powerful warning to Klal Yisrael. A human being is fundamentally commanded to exhaust all standard natural methods, kol ma sheb koicham, all that stands within their natural power. And only after completing that baseline are they permitted to hand the remaining results over into the hands of Shemayim, B'dei Shemayim. To make this completely clear, Rabbeinu B'chaya provides a striking military example. If a nation goes out to wage war against its physical enemies, it is strictly obligated by the Torah to exhaustively prepare physical weapons, gather horses, and assemble chariots for battle, exactly as nations normally do, b'derech hateva, according to the natural laws of warfare. If a general lazily refuses to appear these standard natural baseline requirements, arrogantly relying on an open nature-shattering miracle to save his army, he has committed a severe sin because he violated the requirement of Hishtalus. Heaven will dynamically punish him by delivering his army directly into the hands of the enemy. Rabbeinu B'chaya seamlessly applies this exact same rule to the realm of physical sickness and healing. And only after a person has fully executed everything within his human capacity, toiling with all the available strength. When an individual falls ill, he's commanded to do everything within his power, b'derech hateva, executing all standard medical preparations, consultations, and treatments that are naturally required to heal the body. However, once he satisfies that natural prefix, he must completely untether his emotional dependency from the physical treatments. He must realize that his survival is not dictated by the medicine, but must rely entirely and exclusively on Hashem Yisbarach. Recognizing that the physical preparations possesses zero independent efficacy, Rabbeinu Chaya concludes that this is why the Torah explicitly commands Klal Yisrael to deploy armed troops, arrange hidden ambushes, and dispatch spies, meraglim, when conquering the land. The Torah is underscoring an unscathing truth. Before you are spiritually permitted to look toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a miracle, You are duty-bound to execute standard hishtavos in strict accordance with derech hateva, the natural order. To refine this definition further, we must look at a brilliant ruling presented by Baal HaKedah, Rabbi Yitzchak Aramo, as recorded in the Sefer Yara Katana. He addresses a highly common real-world dilemma. What happens when a standard measure of work is in a specific profession is structurally ambiguous or shrouded in doubt? Consider a particular industry, where some people naturally work 8 hours a day, while others might work 12 hours a day. For example, a taxi driver first launching his career is entirely unsure whether his personal obligation of hishtavos requires an 8-hour shift or a 12-hour shift. The Baal HaKedah rules that in any situation of financial doubt, a person must automatically assume the higher, more stringent threshold of labor, meaning the driver must work the full 12-hour shift. The profound psychological logic behind this stringency is as follows. If a person underperforms and cuts his hours short, a lingering sense of guilt and doubt will constantly whisper in his mind that his financial lack stems from his own laziness. That chronic background anxiety will completely destroy his capacity to achieve the ultimate goal of hishtavos, which is reaching a state of pure tranquil bitachon. Therefore, in a case of ambiguity, you must work the higher volume of hours. Once it is absolutely clear to your mind that you have maxed out the higher threshold of standard effort, your heart can become completely relaxed and serene, knowing you have discharged your human duty, allowing you to cast your burden fully upon Hashem. We find the modern real-world manifestation of this baseline doctrine in the letters of the Stipler Goyen, and an individual wrote to the Stipler posing a sharp hashkafic challenge. Since we know, as an ironclad law, that a person's complete livelihood is strictly predetermined, is there any legitimate halachic purpose in tracking down special discount sales or driving to a cheaper store to save money? Why waste time running around if the final number has already been locked? The Stipler Goyen responded that choosing to shop at a discount sale is absolutely not a contradiction to authentic bitachon. He explained that because it is a standard ordinary practice of ordinary people to protect their household funds by seeking out sales, this behavior falls cleanly under the rubric of Choyva Seshtalat HaRagila, the regular obligation of effort. Furthermore, in Krina de Igrisa, Volume 3, 732, the Stipler applies this exact parameter to civic engagement, ruling that it is considered regular Choyva Seshtalat to actively vote in elections. He lays down the universal standard that a human being is completely required to execute Kol HaNira Bo'ifen Tivi, whatever appears to the human mind to be naturally effective and standard. You perform the average normal baseline of your society, and then you stand back and trust completely in the master of the universe. In our next year, we're going to speak at a highly important, deeper addition to this vital topic. Have a wonderful evening.